Hello, friends.
Hello.
We're coming your way again thanks to General Electric Light Bulbs and Fells and Company.
I just happen to have a gentle Fells type song ready.
Hold a piece while I snap on the GE light so you can see the music.
When you see a field where grass is blue and everything looks good to you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. Where a million sunbeams light your way, come on, stranger, won't you stay? You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep on a carpet of moonbeams. You can dream your dreams neath the blanket of gleaming stars. If you wake at dawn mid glistening dew and find old Dixie kissing you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born.
Checking up on the ponies?
Please, I'm not speaking to horses since Ballyache let me down in the Kentucky Derby.
That's a horse? It sounds more like a complaint.
How right you are. Ballyache was supposed to win the Kentucky Derby.
And he didn't?
Where have you been? You remind me of this friend of Catherine's. Sat through the Derby on TV, sat through the rebroadcast, then asked, when are we going to see the Derby? This story here proves my point.
What point?
That men and women look at things differently. There's this color psychologist.
What does he say?
In a test on the color appearance of food, there was male and female agreement. Oh, that we could use more of. That tomatoes look better under incandescent light bulbs.
General Electric Soft White?
Everything looks better under GE Soft White, Rosie. And it's also, he says, the best light for viewing the human face.
What a clinical way to put it.
But it's raw beef that separates the men from the girls. Men prefer the looks of raw beef under regular incandescent light bulbs, but women would rather look at it under fluorescent.
Thank you, but I'll have mine cooked.
Excuse me, Rosie and Bing.
Yes, Ken.
Well, General Electric has already settled this argument with a new kind of fluorescent designed especially for the home. It combines the color qualities of ordinary fluorescent and incandescent. It's called General Electric Homeline, and it makes both food and you look natural.
Why, that's the kind of light you've been recommending for kitchens. A soft, warm, pinkish glow, not like ordinary fluorescents.
That's it. Great for bathrooms, too.
How about getting me some, Ken?
GE Homelines?
Yeah.
Why, sure, Bing, but you'll find them all over now in all the popular fluorescent sizes. Be sure to ask for GE Homeline Fluorescence.
Johnny Burke has fashioned a lovely lyric for Errol Garner's tune, and they call it Misty. I'd like to sing it for you now.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. violins begin to play. It might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, not knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love.
If you dislike the old-fashioned messiness of cleaning white shoes, listen. Now you can spray on a dazzling shoe white in just 10 seconds. You do it with Push-Button Penny White, the new penny shine sensation. Imagine no moisture, no muss, just spray. The white goes on to stay. Covers scuff marks, too. So make it 1-2 whiten your shoe. Get Penny White, the quicker, cleaner white shoe polish. Penny White, another fine penny shine product by Turtle Wax.
Fine, buddy.
I want to yak a little today, Rosie, about charmed lives.
Charmed lives? That's a lively topic, I'd say.
Yeah, you know, the miraculous things that happen to people. Things that are almost incredible. For instance, I read where a mother lifted a station wagon because her child was trapped. Saved the child, lifted a station wagon. You hear me? Think of that.
Oh, I know.
A sailor falls overboard and swims in the shark-infested waters over in the China Sea for many, many hours, and finally, just by the oddest stroke of luck, he gets rescued.
I see where a man fell 14 stories. He was real shook up,
yeah,
but he's going to make it, okay?
He's going to make it. Well,
yeah,
that's amazing,
yeah.
You see. Over in Hawaii, for instance, two brothers collided in jet planes 36,000 feet up. You hear me? Both planes landed safely.
Oh, some people have charmed lives. There's no doubt about that.
I just heard about a man that's really covered with four-leaf clover, so.
Who's this?
Well, he's a fellow named E.L. DeWitt.
E.L. DeWitt. I don't believe I know him.
No, you wouldn't know this cat. He's a postman in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, and how has he mocked fate?
Oh, tremendously. He's been impervious. E.L. DeWitt has carried the mail for 30 years. Now, think of that. 30 years a postman, and he has never suffered from a bunion or a dog bite.
No bunions and no dog bites for 30 years?
Yeah, I think he better quit while he's ahead, don't you think?
Yeah, some cantankerous pup is apt to get wind of Mr. DeWitt's outstanding record and bust it right up for him.
Yeah, just chew a hole in it, so to speak. He's going to be a target now.
This man is on the spot.
Sure, a record such as this is tough to keep unblemished, all right.
You know, it's funny about dogs. Wonder why they bite postmen so much.
Well, in the first place, postman never brings the dog a letter.
I see.
He gets hacked.
Yeah.
I suppose year after year, a dog gets sick of it, you know. No mail for him, so he chews on the postman a little to let him know he resents it.
That might be it. I suppose we might nip the mailman, too, if all we ever got year in and year out was a little pat on the head.
It'd be frustrating.
Yes. But with all the dog foods and all the trick things they make for dogs to chomp on, they still prefer the postman, don't they?
Yeah, the ankle of a mailman will top any fancy dog food on the market to date.
You'd think they could outsmart the canine element.
Oh, some do. A lot of them are pretty cagey. They wear leggings under their trousers. Slip a little bit of hamburger in envelopes and drop them near the mailbox. Get him occupied.
Yeah, I imagine cubed steak postcards would placate them.
Oh, yes, as long as their dogs aren't postmen. This little feud is going to go on, I venture to say.
Maybe someday the United Nations will take up this problem, then.
I wish they would. Meanwhile, don't you think Mr. DeWitt, the postman who beat the game, deserves a song?
Oh, definitely. I would be very honored to sing Mr. DeWitt a song.
I'll just kind of growl in the background.
I'll roll you a meatball if you do.
Yeah. To E.L. DeWitt, who never got bit.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again from the start, love letters straight from your
story in the newspaper headline, Dishpan Dilemma. The Colorado Medical Society has made news by advising a sensational way to avoid rough, red dishpan hands. You know what they recommend?
Gentle fells with lanolin D.
No, they suggest stacking dishes from several meals and doing them all at once.
Well, using gentle fells is better. Gentle fells has lanolin D to take care of your hands no matter how many times a day they dip into dishwater. Wash dishes after each meal with Gentle Fells. Then you can keep a neat kitchen. I hate dirty dishes lying around.
I thought you'd have something to say about that.
Well, I mean it. Gentlefels is the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D. And you know what lanolin does for your skin.
Keeps it soft and smooth.
And prevents skin from looking prematurely old. That's why women keep lanolin lotions right by the sink and drench their hands with it after washing the dishes. But with Gentlefels, those lotions aren't necessary. Gentlefels has lanolin right in it.
Saves a bit of money, too, I imagine.
Oh, it certainly does. And Gentlefels is a big time saver, too. Goes right to work cleaning dishes and cuts right through grease. It washes dishes and glassware absolutely spotless. And you don't have to use up time and energy wiping them, either. With Gentlefels, dishes dry clear and sparkling. They even have that hand-polished look.
Gentlefels takes care of fine washables, too. It contains a fine nylon brightener.
That's why it's a good idea to buy Gentlefels by the pair, one for the kitchen and one for the bathroom.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products.
Gentlefels with lanolin D for dishes.
And instant Fels naphtha for laundry.
Now, Bing, how about doing a solo?
Why, of course, Rosie. The microphone is yours.
Not me, you.
Me? Wow, I bow to your every wish, buddy. Let's go.
Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue, so blue. I want your love, I don't want tomorrow, to have it today, get back tomorrow, for my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
For today. Remember, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Certainly been nice being with you, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.